Well, we are very thankful for this Oasis of Grace, Country Bible Church, and you are flexible. That means you are grace-oriented, so I was supposed to be here on Tuesday, so I'm here now. Well, I'd like to take you on a quick trip this morning. Yes, here the map. Well, Africa is a large continent, but we are going to start. Here's Berlin. We are starting right in Germany. And the DVD Bible Study Group near Frankfurt enjoys to be part of the Barakat Church Extension. Mr. Tim Kumpe is presently responsible for the meetings, so they receive messages directly from Baraka Church. But there's also Mr. Dave Smith, an American businessman, and he went for 2 years back to school in California, and he now has received his high school teaching certificate and will teach the children of our military families in Germany. And his teaching status with the military in Germany gives him automatically a permanent visa. And that's very important, because lately, if you have an American passport, you are no longer liked as much as it has been. Times change, you know. Now, David and his German-born wife, Beate, plan to be back in Germany, actually on the 1st of February next month, to be part of the German work. Well, take the map again. Actually, we're still in Germany. I should add, we now have some 12 titles of the TNP literature in the German language, and we are reaching German people with it. For believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we had 2 Bible conferences last year. In September, we enjoyed the verse-by-verse study of the Epistle of Jude. And in the middle of the September conference, we followed with great concern the path of Hurricane Rita, expected to land in Galveston. Now, remembering Amos 3:6b, is there a disaster what the Lord has not planned? Isn't that interesting? We joined you in our German time of prayer. You know, the Lord also understands German. And our wonderful Lord granted protection. Well, the next stop here is Budapest is the capital of Hungary. It's really a fairly small country compared to Africa. Now, people in Eastern Europe, and especially in Budapest, our friend Peter Fohmann, they have discovered these little missionary books. Well, you all know them, A Matter of Life and Death, and Christian at Ease, Prayer for Eternal Life. And Peter Fohmann discovered them in English and in German. And he right away saw the great missionary value of these booklets. And you realize these little books, they can travel throughout Eastern Germany without a visa. They never complain. They don't need shelter. They can travel day and night. So Peter Fohmann, he instantly made arrangement for translation of the title in the Hungarian language. And some 270,000 of these are now in the Magyar language. Now, the Magyar language was used throughout the old Austrian Empire. See, Europe has a lot of bloody history, and during the old Austrian Empire, they used that particular language, not only in Hungary, but also part of Romania and the Balkans and part of the Ukraine. Now, the next stop is Poland. Again, you know, it's rather short, but if you go from Berlin east, you hit Poland up there where my finger is. And our contacts in Poland go back to 1989, still under the old system. We now have many friends there who searched for the truth and found it. Isn't that wonderful? You also have been searching for the truth. You know, the Lord knows any believers around the world who wants to get this information, and the Lord sees to it that you get it. Because without the correct information, you cannot think. So that's very important, and you are very fortunate to be under this ministry. Now, a certain medical doctor, Marek, in Poland, is part of a grace-oriented team who reach their own people in their own language. Now, most of the people in Poland are Catholic. They take personal evangelism very seriously. It came as a great surprise that another medical doctor with the same first name, Marek, became a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ in Poland last year through his friend, also Dr. Marek. And what is more surprising is that Dr. Marek is now living in Houston. He works for St. Luke Hospital. And he and his lovely wife, Melody, decided to get the spiritual food here at Braga Church. Now, I never told them. 2 weeks ago, they invited me to their home in Pearland, where I learned that he has translated, in the meantime, the TNP missionary matter of life and death into the Polish language. So our Lord is at work in his own marvelous ways. And that, I think, is wonderful. You know, the Lord doesn't need our help, but we need his. Well, finally, last stop here tonight is West Africa. It's a big section here. Nigeria, and next to it is in Cameroon. So in 1966, I accepted a 18-month missionary project job here in Enugu, Nigeria. And, well, you can get to West Africa a little faster, but we decided in 1966 to travel by car from Germany to West Africa, crossing the Sahara Desert. Now, the Sahara Desert trail has only one way, and that's the right way. Talking about the desert, I get thirsty. So this always reminds me of our precious salvation, faith alone in Christ alone. It's only one way. You never can say that often. I liked that last Sunday morning. Don't get tired of it. Following the desert trail markers, it can happen that you are branching off into the wrong direction. You mean believers can do that? Well, yes, they can do. Now you better stop as soon as possible and turn around. This precious, always reminded of 1 John 1:9, homologeo. And we all have been reminded. And I'm glad that we are using it here. And doctrine and keep moving is a very important basic doctrine. It's a pity that some pastors here at home are ignoring it and drifting away. That's their responsibility. Now, because of the Biafra-Nigerian War, we had to evacuate Nigeria in 1967, and this evacuation was well provided for. You know, the Lord is doing that. I thought he had enough to do, you know, taking care of the moon and the stars and all this. But he also has a plan for you. Remember. So we have to sometimes stop long enough to listen. So we arrived in Cameroon in time for Peter's birth and gave to him his middle name, Yachin, meaning in Hebrew, God causes to stand firm. Now here in Cameroon, we met old missionary acquaintances who asked me to build a drinking water pipeline from a mountain creek to a leprosy settlement. Now this is mountain country, some 5,000 feet high, the home of the Kom tribe who speak their own language. The Kom people are very talented, of different traits. It was a great pleasure to work with them on this pipeline project. And every morning we met for Bible study. During these studies, I made some shocking discoveries. Now you have often heard again, without the correct words, you cannot think correctly. And the man is what he thinks. Now here is the illustration. For the basic doctrinal word of righteousness, they're used to be upright. Now be upright, it means that the police didn't catch you. You're fine. Is that correct? All our uprightnesses like filthy rags. Now grace, if the Catholic priest said, grace be with you, the turn talker, the one who knew a little English, turned it into the vernacular, he understood grass, weeds. Now, how would you like to live by the weeds of God? So weeds are new every morning. Well, now forgive, that became a real problem, and it is still a church word today, even though some people who claim to do translation, they should know better, they say, God forgets if you give. Is that correct? Of course, the Catholics like it. Oh, the Baptists like it too, you know. There's always a little shortage, money-wise. Oh, well, another one was, all have sinned and come short. Now, if you come short in that language, you get it closer. So the meaning was, if you do a lot of sinning, you're getting closer to God. And the people were really doing fine. Now, back in 1967, we first wanted to stay long enough to teach the correct Bible viewpoint regarding these important concepts of plus R, righteousness. Now, for righteousness, we use the holy brightness from the source of God. Well, we step out of darkness into the holy brightness of God. Now, see, my hand is reflecting. My hand has no light. Now, this is grace. Now, for grace, we say the shiny, impeccable giving of God. And that's new every morning. And the more you give it, the more you get. That's God's principle. Of course, for forgive, we say just simply, God wipes out. And for missing the mark, coming short. Well, our short stay in the meantime became 39 years. Our Lord has ordained the local church for all needs. What began around the kitchen table, gathering the household for Bible study, is now a local church. They use the vernacular of our comp translations of the scriptures and teach doctrinal word pictures for abstract terminology, like the holy brightness from the source of God. And so they can think correctly. Now, the official language of our part of Cameroon is English. Now, that has a long history. At one time, our part belonged to Nigeria. And in 1960, the people voted to get away from a certain problem. So they were joining Cameroon. So the official language of our part of Cameroon is English. And many students of the Word of God, especially those who want to become pastors or communicators, appreciate the two containers with reel-to-reel videos, audios, and TNP books, which our son Martin actually shipped here from Burton. So this area must be a good place. And the audios also with the books on tape are very much in demand. And the two empty containers were placed in the upper room compound with study tables. This is our seminary on tape, the only seminary which is possible in Africa. There are no seminaries in Africa. All of them somehow have gone the way of all flesh. Holy rollers are in there. So it's wonderful to have the seminary on tape. It's the best teacher in the world, and no tuition. That's very important. Now, the Kom tribe is one of the four West African kingdoms with a long tradition. Fully, a special place in Kom area is only 3 miles uphill from our Upper Room Fellowship, our local church. Here in Philly, always the next king of Com is prepared for his task in connection with all kinds of charm, tradition, and magic. We are very thankful that the Word of God has reached Bo Philly, the next king of Com. His English is very good, and his desire for learning Bible doctrine is provided for, as he also listens to the seminary on tape cassettes. You just put a little cassette player, the seminary. He wants to find out for himself. Now, the future king likes our youngest son, Eric, who was born in Com country. Yes, he gave to Eric a wonderful view lot to build his own house 3 years ago. And Eric used his savings of $515.60 to complete a lovely little Com house, 12 by 12 feet. It has a pyramid roof. The walls are built with sun-dried mud blocks. The nice white painted door came from the colonel's house when they rebuilt the closet. So Martin sent that door out to Cameroon. And Eric's house has African running water. That means you have to run downhill to the stream to get it. Of course, you know, when you climb up, you make sure that you don't lose half of it, so otherwise you have to run again. But this means no utility bills. Remarkable is that the Lord is using Eric's little house. The children of this former dark place, Philly, come for children Bible classes. In the meantime, they get ready for the operation of another local church. In an email, they asked Eric for permission to enlarge the setup, and they are very happy that the landlord, Eric himself, is coming with me to Cameroon, and we are scheduled to fly back to Germany on January 28. By the way, I'm always speaking here before I fly back. Last time I did the same. And then, of course, we continue traveling to Douala, Cameroon on March 1st. And it certainly is a victory of grace that this former traditional stronghold is opening up for the good news, the gospel of all our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Erika, my faithful wife, she is in Germany, and you know, she has learned to be alone with the Lord. That doesn't make any difference to her, and she enjoys listening to several Bible classes, especially the Book of Esther, and she got a lot of things done. We, in the meantime, have a computer specialist. You know, there was a time everybody said, you know, just buy a computer and you got all your problems all solved, you know. That's a lie. So we have a wonderful young man. Alfred is his name. He's not a believer yet, but being exposed to so much scripture, I know the scripture will not come back void, but we have a specialist to keep that monster going. And Erica has several translations on the computer, including the plan of God, and she said, well, you better come back, you and Eric, you have to print all those books now in February. That's a very good arrangement. Now, on my last 3 month visit to Belo, Cameroon, from January 28 to April 27, 2005, I realized that it is later than we think. Yes, it is later than we think. The worldwide Islamic conflict is intensifying. Our part of Cameroon has some 150 years of Christian influence. This means that we have the Catholics, the Presbyterians, and the Baptists. Government district officers and area mayors always came from these churches. For the first time in 39 years, we now have Muslim officers. The Baptists are quite strong in our area, and they are having a serious dispute about who will inherit the missionary establishments like hospitals and schools. It's also a way to be occupied. So several times the new Muslim officer came Sundays to the Baptist church to preach peace and reconciliation. Of course, he always took the Sunday offering along. Well, the enemy is not doing anything for nothing. These latest historical trends remind me of my youth time in Nazi Germany. Adolf Hitler misused the Bible word millennium for his evil plans. So during World War II, one day our high school near Düsseldorf was bombed out, and the Nazi government instantly ordered the transfer of the whole school to Czechoslovakia. So for 2.5 years, we had to live away from home. Nazi teachers indoctrinated us. Thank God that Hitler's millennium only lasted 12 bloody years. Now what about the churches? Adolf Hitler manipulated the Catholic Church, the Lutherans, yes, also the free churches, like the Baptists. When Klaus von Stauffenberg tried to kill Adolf Hitler in July of 1944, the Baptist office in Berlin sent him a telegram. They were praising God, their great leader was spared. Well, none of the Baptists wanted to read that telegram after the war. Well, I tell you, only at that time in Germany, the overwhelming minority of believers with dispensational teaching could not be conquered. So we praise God for also for your pastor teacher giving you dispensational teaching. You need it. Augustine, the theologian of the Catholic Church, he's a believer, he's in heaven today. You know what he said? Well, God is through with Israel, and now the church is on the place. And that's when they got all the priests and all whatever comes along. Martin Luther didn't do much better. We need dispensational teaching, rightly dividing the word of God. So as a man thinketh, so he is. And Adolf Hitler was boiling mad about those few heroes of the faith. And there were not too many. Yes, he wanted to burn them alive in the gas ovens after the Jews. So remember, this great satanic conflict in Germany was still rather local. Yes, there were a few neighboring countries, but it was rather local. Today, the conflict is worldwide. This present worldwide Islamic conflict is using two systems. Open war terrorism. And peaceful means of conquest. You know, subtle and sneaky. I understand that here at home, we now have some so-called Christian church. They have as a second pastor a Muslim. You know, if you talk long enough, you find all what you have in common. Millions of Christians are going today to the mega entertainment places. I think they're doing, you know, acrobatic or whatever they do. Well, they do it to feel good. But you know, these Christians, they don't even know there's a war. Well, we now have this intensified Islamic conflict in Africa, here at home, and in Europe. For example, a so-called German Christian program. You know, whenever there is a Christian program, you wonder. It says Action in Every Home was urging German believers in Jesus Christ to invite a Muslim to stay in their home so that they would lead him to the Lord. And precious friends of ours fell for it. What happened? They did not change the Muslim, but the Muslim changed them in luring their Christian daughter into marriage. Their daughter now joins anti-Israel demonstration in Germany and dresses like a Muslim woman. It was most shocking for the parents. However, what is wonderful, our Lord turned cursing into blessing. And they are now our very close co-workers in Christ. They cannot get enough Bible doctrine. They know their Christian daughter still goes to heaven. Yes, they now have an open door through their Muslim relatives, and they are reaching them through the means of personal evangelism. I think that comes short. Personal evangelism is God's way of reaching people in Africa, here at home, in Germany, and elsewhere. My sister Trudy in North Carolina is a very natural, joyful witness for our Lord Jesus Christ. She mailed to me recently a survey stating that only 5% of people are reached in the big evangelistic campaigns. I once attended a Bible study group in Germany where they were dealing with the following scriptures. Now you have heard them before here too. Matthew 10:42, and if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward. Matthew 25:4. The king will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of these of least of these brothers of mine, you did it for me. Now that was in a German Bible study group. It was sort of a dialogue type. So for a while I listened to all their wailings and resolutions to love the brethren more intensified and to do better next week. And then I took my turn to the floor, since it was sort of a dialogue type. And I told these Germans that I had good news for them, since these verses do not apply to the church age, but they have application for the Great Tribulation only. I told them that in the Great Tribulation, the evangelists are hiding. They depend on brave believers in the Lord Jesus Christ to bring food and water. That's a dangerous. You might lose your head. I was glad that my lesson in dispensational teaching found open ears. Yes, during the tribulation, no evangelist will come with a big Mercedes, banners, and loudspeakers. And it's, thank God, during the tribulation, there will be no mega Christian entertainment centers either. So it is good to be reminded of the many low-key opportunities every believer has every day. Of course, personal evangelism is not a brownie point system, far from it, but the natural reflection of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the Bible says in Proverbs 11:30, he that winneth souls is wise. And the Word of God gives evidence and encourages personal evangelism. John 41, Andrew leads his brother Peter to the Lord. John 1:45, Philip finds his friend Nathanael. Luke 4:38, mother-in-law and wife of Peter believes in the Lord. Mark 2:14, tax collector Levi invites his friends from work. Matthew 5:19, the one who received healing from demon possessions is told to go home to tell the story of grace. Acts 10:24, Cornelius and his relatives and friends hear the gospel. In Acts 1:8, the Bible tells us that we are his witnesses, liking it or not, having a headache or not. You are. Now that's wonderful news. The Lord has appointed you. You are like precious. You are in full-time Christian fellowship. What you are doing here, probably more important than that missionary jumping around in the bush of Africa. You are working in this bush. It's more difficult. In Ephesians 6:20, Corinthians 5:20, we are ambassadors representing our eternal home. Eric and I received our Cameroon visa from the ambassador of Cameroon in Washington, D.C. So even during the holiday days, he was open for business. Otherwise, we wouldn't have gotten our visa. So they represent Cameroon here in America. Well, in Acts 12, we all know the story of Peter in prison. The angel of the Lord freed Peter out of jail. You know, the angel could have done a better job of witnessing, but he got Peter out. So Peter was supposed to continue the work of personal evangelism. Well, replying to an email to Africa, I told them of our coming. We will be glad to see each other face to face before the throne of grace, and we all want to listen to our Lord, what he has to say. That's important for all of us. In Africa, we say, if God speaks, and he does, human discussion is ended. Well, I'm closing with the content of our diary is 2006. By the way, I told you it has, instead of 7 days, it has 8 days, so I'm always glad to get back to Africa. That means I have one more day per week, see? So God gave his word. The salvation of God shows, the word of God shows the salvation of God. People must recognize the Savior of the world. Jesus Christ is the word of God. The Bible is inspired by God and has power. The word of God is absolute truth. You need to know that. The word of God is a sword of the Holy Spirit. The word of God is a fire and a hammer. The word of God is a lamp and a light. The word of God is milk. This is our nourishment. You can't get it anywhere else. So we also have to remember there are two powers, the indwelling Holy Spirit and the word of God, and there's harmony. The word of God is my protection. And the word of God overcomes Satan. The word of God gives light and wisdom. The word of God keeps on giving me inner joy. The word of God gives peace. Because of this, hear the word of God. Well, we have to make a decision. Isn't that wonderful that only one decision we are in? We never can get out of the family of God. But to hear the word of God, that takes another one decision, another one. See and know the word of God. Obey the word of God. Keep on studying the word of God. Speak the word of God. And finally, the word of God shall judge. I'm glad that our Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of history, and he shall speak the last word.